Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello everyone, Andy here, and here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
In today's episode, I was joined by Freddie Harper-Davis as we preview week 18 of the 2025 NFL season. Freddie previews his Steelers game against the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
This will be as ugly as anything, by the way. This will be one of the worst spectacles. This could make the Chiefs-Raiders game look good. It's going to be horrible to watch.
And I discuss which stadium will be a fortress for one team come the playoffs.
I've got Broncos as well. I just think that stadium at home, you know, is a fortress.
And much more as we predict each game winner in Andy versus the guest. Hope you all enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Across the Pod NFL podcast. I am, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis. And we are here to preview week 18 of the 2025 NFL season. And with me, I've got a guest today whose team is involved in a massive game in week 18. It's Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Freddie Harper-Davis. Freddie, how are you? How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad. I hope everyone who's listening has had a good Christmas and New Year, depending on when this goes out. But usual season for the Steelers. We're sort of got to week 18 and we're in the hunt for a playoff place. We've got a winning record. So, business as usual from an NFL standpoint, that's for sure. But very much looking forward to week 18 and the playoffs. Probably not my own team, but watching everyone else is going to be more pleasurable, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big week. And once again, you know, Tomlin has secured a winning season, but, you know, a lot of people aren't that happy with that. And I think there's a lot of Steelers fans, we talked about it a lot before the season starts about, you know, making the change and, if it is going to be, you know, potentially his last game of the, if it's going to be a case where, you know, they do look at moving on. Do you think it's potentially, you know, if they do lose on Sunday, I should say, is it potentially Mike Tomlin's last game as a Steelers head coach?
To be honest, I'd like to think so. I think that I can't see a situation in which the Steelers become a Super Bowl contender under the current regime. And when it gets to that point and you can't really see them getting anywhere deep in the playoffs for the next at least 3 or 4 years, then you're probably thinking it's time for a change. I think a fresh start for both sides probably worthwhile. And I think there's a ready-made replacement who's in Minnesota at the moment, who I think would come in and would be quite seamless. That would be my, if I had to choose, I would move on from Tomlin and go for Brian Flores, because I don't think that the Steelers are in a position where they're badly coached. It just feels like it's a team that's treading water, not really going anywhere, and it just needs a new voice at the top, I think. You have moments where you think it's going really well, like Detroit last week. We went into Detroit and beat them. But even then, we managed to hang on and just about win. Our most convincing win of the season, I knew I was going to bring this up nice and early, was against the Dolphins. So that's the best we've played all season. And even then, even when we were cruising by multiple touchdowns, we still let Miami try and get themselves back into the game in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, it's the same old season. I mean, you and I were doing the predictions at the start of the season with the other Freddie, and I think we went for a 10-7 record. And look, here we are, sat at sat at 9-7, potentially to go straight back to the record we predicted. And it's not like it's a big shock that we are where we are. It's just what the Steelers are.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said this for a while that I would still have loved to have kept Flores in charge, because, you know, I don't think every coach has to get on with their quarterback. And I do feel like, you know, the fact that he got where he did, you know, winning, you know, what, two winning seasons out of three with, you know, only one of those seasons having Jalen Waddle, none of them having Tyreek Hill, only one of them, only, you know, I don't think any of them having Jalen Ramsey. You know, Flores did a good job continuing the players. Yeah, Devontae Parker was his number one receiver for two of those 3 years, and he had trouble staying healthy. So I think he deserves a chance to be a head coach again, because I think he did a great job considering, you know, what he had available to him. And I do believe if he had the players McDaniels had in the team, we would have probably at least won a playoff game, if not maybe more. That's how I feel about his coaching career. And yeah, so what? It doesn't get on with Tua. Did Belichick and Brady get on? No. What did they do? They won six Super Bowls together. So for me, yeah, obviously we've seen what's happened since, and, you know, McDaniel's done well to initially improve Tua, but, you know, over time it's not gone well. I think, you know, for a guy who wanted Jordan Love in the draft, I think Flores has been proved right. But anyway, we'll move on to, you know, what is the Week 18 preview. But before we do that, let's head to the results of our Week 17, Andy versus the guest. Well, I did get on guest Ollie Hope from the Third and Long podcast to preview Week 17 and also review Week 16. And in the end, it was a win for myself in a win of 10-7. We all both went for wins for the Lions, for the Broncos, the Cowboys, the Saints, the Jags, the Patriots. But we all went for wins for the Lions, the Buccaneers and the Packers, which we all got wrong. But there were three games that were different and I got all of them right over Ollie. So I did go for a win for the Texans over the Chargers. I went for a win for the Seahawks over the Panthers, whereas Ollie went for wins for the Chargers and the Panthers. And Ollie went for the Steelers to beat the Browns, whereas I went for the shock victory. I went for the Browns to beat the Steelers, which meant now, after Week 17 is complete, it is now 8-6 in Andy versus the Guest. That means that I have won the inaugural season of Andy versus the Guest. So this one, Week 18 is going to be a little bit of just a free-for-all, just a bit of fun, just playing for pride more than actually trying to beat the Guest. So, yeah, Freddie, a bit less pressure on you now than it would have been if Ollie had beaten me. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I still want to beat you, so that doesn't matter. This is bragging rights on the line, so for sure.
Absolutely. We'll have the whole of the off-season to linger and muster over what happens in Week 18.
Yeah, for sure. And, Week 18 is such a turkey shoot as well. Anything can happen in the last week with teams resting players and all sorts. So, yeah, it could be a bit of a lottery, but I'm looking forward to it.
And, of course, Week 17 also brought the end of our fantasy or charity fantasy league, which was won in the Guest League by Sam Moores, who won £105 for the National Autistic Society. And this Sunday, Andrew Manning won our Listeners League. He won £145 for the Winston Wish charity. So, of course, that'll be brought on to you again next season. So if you are listening to this podcast and you want to take part in this fantasy league for charity, all you got to do is DM me during the off-season. Let me know that you want to play, what charity you want to represent, and you can be involved in the charity league. And before we get on to the predictions, don't forget to use code ANDY5 at checkout at fantasygameday.app. But Saturday, Week 18 is the first stop in this predictions episode, and it comes by a massively exciting doubleheader. Two win-and-you-win sort of situations. You've got Saturday evening, you've got the 49ers taking on the Seahawks, both already in the playoffs, but the winner of that game secures the number one overall seed and the division in the process, whereas the first game we have is a game that decides who makes it into the playoffs by form of winning the NFC South, and this is a game between the 8-8 Carolina Panthers. They travel to the 7-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Freddie, as the guest, I'll let you go first. who is winning this game and who is going to secure the NFC South on Saturday.
I always thought the AFC North was a joke, but I've been watching the NFC South. These two teams, neither of which want to win the division. It's just been horrendous. The Bucks started really hot. In fact, mid-season, we were all talking about Baker Mayfield winning MVP, but as soon as his receivers and running backs and offensive line all started getting injured, it's just fallen to shreds. And I mean, the Bucks just they look a complete shadow of what they did at the start of the season. And even if the Buccaneers win this game, there's a possibility that they don't even win the division, depending on how the Falcons get on against the Saints. Because miraculously, the Falcons are only a game back themselves. So although they can't win the division because of this matchup. But I think I've got to go with Carolina purely because they are in less bad of form than the Bucs. But really, this is just such a who wants to lose this less, I think, more than who actually wants to win. It's whoever wins is going to get absolutely mullered by the second place team in the NFC West. So it's really a case of who's going to be up for that challenge. And I think Carolina are the least worst of the two. So I'll go with the Panthers.
Yeah, I've gone for the same. I mean, I think this time of year, it's a lot of time about momentum, and the Panthers are seemingly in a really good place. I think part of that stems from they've not been in the playoffs for so long, since 2017, so the feel-good factor is there, whereas the Bucs expect to be in the playoffs. So for them, it's just like a really disappointing season. So I think the Bucs have just been really poor. I don't really know what's happened because Mike Evans has still been playing this year. You know, Chris Godwin's come back, Igbuka's come back, and they haven't really improved. And I hope, even though I love the guy, I hope this is the last time everyone talks about this Baker Mayfield redemption story. I'm tired of hearing about it. Whenever he's on TV, they all talk about, oh, he had a bad time with the Panthers, got let down by the Browns, they got Watson in, restored in the Rams. Yeah, but really, what's he done? He's gotten to the playoffs in easy divisions. And for me, I just feel like Baker Mayfield has done well considering where he was at. But the way he's talked about on TV, like, it's like he's done a Kurt Warner and won a Super Bowl after being stacking shelves. I mean, Baker Mayfield, it's a great thing he's come back and been good, but has he been that good when you think about it, apart from those first 6 weeks? Yeah, he's been good, but has he been great? I don't know. I think Baker Mayfield is having an all-time collapse here because at one point they were 5-1. He was an MVP candidate. It's just all gone downhill. So I think Baker, I think, will be someone else will be looking to, you know, get back to form next season if he can't win this game on Sunday, or Saturday, I should say. I think he's one that is going to be, you know, looking to... I think he's going to have a long, hard off-season, I think, for Baker, because I don't know where he goes from here. It's been such a bad collapse.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Baker's just... He's your Derek Carr of 10 years ago. He's your solid quarterback who's reasonably reliable. It's fallen a bit off the tracks this year. I know a couple of their key players have come back, but even so, they've not had a consistent offense all season, and it just feels a little bit disjointed. And it's, as you say, momentum is such a key thing. I think when they started losing without their key players, it's very difficult to then restore it, even with their key players coming back. And obviously, other teams have spotted some weaknesses in that team that they can exploit. The defense has also tailed off. It's not just an offense thing either. It's both sides of the ball have got worse as the year's gone on. And yeah, it's going to be a bit of a reset season for the Bucs, but they're not the only ones who've had really strong seasons in the last two or three years and have faded away this season. So looking at you, Kansas City. Yeah, it's a rebuild season for them, I think. More of a see where they are.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go again. As for the Panthers, I think most people predicted preseason that they would be up there. I did a NFC South preview with Sam Moores back at the start of the season, and we were saying how it was going to be a three-way battle between the Falcons, the Bucks, and the Panthers, and the Falcons never really got going until they got eliminated, and then Kirky C's come in and they've started winning every week. And now it actually does look like those three teams are battling it out. But yeah, it's a poor division. I think the Panthers are the least worst in it. And therefore, I'd quite like to see them go on and give, I don't know, whether it's going to be the Seahawks or the Niners a game next week.
It's very interesting how it's going to work out. And I'm really excited for it. I said it before, week 16 was the most excited I've ever been for Bucks-Panthers. Now it's probably, this game now is probably the most I've ever been excited for Bucks against Panthers. Because normally it's a game with not much riding on it, to be honest. But our next game has a lot riding on it, and it has done for years. It's the Seahawks taking on the 49ers in Santa Clara. Huge game, a lot of rivalry going on between these two teams. Stems back to many years, of course, the infamous Richard Sherman outburst about Michael Crabtree, where he told us all he was the best corner in the game. And if you try me with a slow receiver like Crabtree, that's what you're going to get. And this game will stem all that rivalry. I'm sure Richard Sherman will be there in some. I don't know who's got the coverage of the game, but if it's Amazon Prime, you've got it, then I'm sure he'll be in attendance. Play for both teams, actually, coincidentally. You know, I think this has been, it was for a few years, a big rivalry, even more so because of the NFC Championship game they had, and them two were fighting for divisions, Kaepernick against Russell Wilson and all that. So this game, once again, has a lot of dilemma to it. And of course, both teams win the playoffs anyway, but the winner of this game will secure the number one seed by form of the 13 wins so far for the Seahawks and the 12 wins so far for the Niners. If the Niners can get the win, then they will have home advantage for the remaining of the playoffs if they can keep winning games. Which leads us to who we think is going to win this game. Now, who do I think is going to win this game? Both teams have been really good. It's a coin flip, and I think for that reason, I'm going to go for the home team. If all else fails, pick the team who's home, and I think the Niners will. And I think the Niners actually beat them early on in the year as well, so I'm going to go for the Niners to get the job done against the Seahawks and secure the number one overall seed in the NFC and also the NFC West in the process. Freddie, who do you think is going to win this game?
I think the 49ers, and I think it's great because all season everyone's been talking about the Seahawks and the Rams winning week after week after week after week, and the 49ers just sitting in the background. No one really talking about them. I've heard nothing about the Niners all season, and yet they've stuck around, kept winning, kept in this spotlight. They've lost so many players on that defense. It's been crazy how they've managed to keep that together. And yeah, the defense isn't performing brilliantly, but they're scoring points, and Brock Purdy's coming back in after Mac Jones had a few games thanks to a couple of injuries. Christian McCaffrey's still going. The team is rolling, and don't forget the Super Bowl's in Santa Clara as well. So if they do win this game, then they are technically at home all the way through the playoffs. So there's a real chance here for an opportunity for the Niners. The Seahawks I really like. There's question marks about Sam Darnold in crunch games. We saw him coming through in that ridiculously good Thursday night football game against the Rams a couple of weeks ago. And they've been rolling too. I do like the Seahawks a lot. And them and the Rams have been my top two all season. So it's tricky, this one, but I agree. I think if in doubt, go with the home team. So I'm going with the Niners to edge it in another high-scoring classic game.
Well, moving on to the Sunday slate, and it starts off 6 p.m. with the Saints and Irish kicker Charlie Smith taking on the Atlanta Falcons, who we've just talked about in Atlanta. Freddie, who wins this for you?
I've got to go with my boy Kirky C. I could see him being a Pittsburgh Steeler next season. He screams Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback. It's for a one-year rental, like we've been doing the last couple of years with these old tread quarterbacks. It's Kirky C's go next year. He's been rolling. The Falcons have been winning games. They get eliminated and they start winning. But then the Saints have got their quarterback, I think, which, if I'm honest, in the draft, he wasn't one I wanted. I thought the Saints were going to be a complete joke. But credit to Kellen Moore and the Saints. They've kind of gone under the radar and started picking up some results in this back end of the season. This is a really tricky game to call. I think it's going to be another entertaining one. But I've got to go with my boy Kirky C, so I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Well, here we are. We're going for different predictions for the first time in the episode. I'm going for the Saints on one basis only, because I think both teams are kind of had good wins recently. I just don't trust the Falcons to win two games in a row. So that's why I'm going for the Saints, because the Falcons are so Falcons. They found a way to almost lose that game last night as well. So I think, you know, the momentum is shocked right now. Chris Olave is playing arguably his best season in his career. You know, he's managed to stay off the sidelines, which is good as well. So I just think that, you know, Falcons have got a better team. But I think the Saints, I don't know, there's something cooking right now in the Saints. It's probably just end of season, nothing to play for, momentum. Don't know whether that will go into next season. But, you know, I think the Falcons, for me, I just don't trust them to win two games in a row. So that's why I'm going to go.
They've won the last three. So let's hold it on the Falcons. They're three in a row. Let's make it four.
It's a good point. I forgot about that. But no, I'm going to go for the Saints. I'm going to go for my gut. And I'm going to go for the Saints to win this game. Next up is a completely meaningless game as the Cleveland Browns host the Bengals. But there was one thing riding on this game. Can Myles Garrett break the single season sack record? I think he does with that O-line the Bengals have and the problems they have sometimes. But I think the Bengals win. I'm going to go for Cincinnati win. I think that offense is too good. I think the Browns defense is good. And I do think Garrett breaks that sack record. But that's all they got really in terms of stopping this team. And I think despite the defensive problems in Cincinnati, I just don't trust the Sanders enough yet to torment them. So I'm going to go for the Bengals to win. Freddie, who wins this for you?
I think this will be a boring game. I don't care less because I don't like either team. I agree. I think Garrett will definitely get his record. Shedeur Sanders, the hot media hype is doing me nuts because it's just ridiculous. He's playing okay, but he's turning the ball over far too often. He's getting sacked too often. He's making too many silly mistakes. So it's a tricky one for Cleveland. Do they stick with him going forward another year? They're going to have a top-end draft pick. That win against my team last week, that might hurt them a bit because I think there's only really two or three top quality caliber quarterbacks going into the draft. So will they take one? I don't know if they will. Particularly as you say, there's not many good players on that team. It's really just the rookies. They had a really, really good rookie draft class. And unfortunately for them, most of them have been injured in the last couple of weeks. Plus Myles Garrett. And that's pretty much what's on the Browns. The Browns have got a very good record against the Bengals over the last few years. So I'm tempted to go with Cleveland, but it's in Cincinnati. Cleveland are better at home. So I'm going to stick with you and go with the Bengals.
Yeah. Battle of Ohio is arguably the worst ever one we've ever had. And that's being harsh. I think
those two teams are always awful. So no, this is definitely not the worst that they've ever had.
Yeah, I'm sure the Andy Dalton against whoever they had quarterback at that time probably was worse. Next up is in Houston as the Texans host the free falling Indianapolis Colts. Freddie, who wins
Texans
this?
Texans will win this. Texans are actually my pick for the AFC. I really like what they're doing. I love their defense, and CJ Stroud has picked up the last few weeks. Texans will win this and win this comfortably.
I agree. I think if there was maybe if they secured the division, or maybe the Jags have secured the division, maybe they might have rested players for that Week 18. But I think with still a chance of winning that division, I do believe that, you know, they'll put everything in it. And, you know, I think they'll, you know, I can see a point where if they find out the Jags are winning by 30 points at half time, they might start benching players, especially if they're winning by 15 points or something like that. But I just think, you know, this defense is the best in the league, and I don't see any way they get stopped here. And speaking of that game involving the Jags, they host Tennessee Titans. And I'm going to go for the Jags to win this game. I think the Titans have the ability to upset the party. I mean, DK has been brilliant. And we saw them, you know, at times this season have games where they've put up points. But I just think the way this Jags team is playing right now, they've got momentum, they're in hot form. I just think that, for me personally, against a better team, I'd have maybe less faith in a big game. But against this team, who I think have been one of the worst this year, I'm going to go for the Jags to win this game as well. Which means, oh, so I've not asked you yet, who's going to win this game for you?
I'm tempted to go solid on this one and go with the Titans. Because, again, a bit like the Saints, they've picked up a bit. And the Saints and the Titans actually had a really good game. That was one of the more entertaining ones I've watched this season. Do you know what? Sod it. I'm going to go with Cam Ward and the Titans to win this game and upset the cut. And the Texans will end up winning this division. I'm going with the Titans to beat the Jags.
Wow. I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah, I mean, it'd be great drama. It really would be great drama. I do believe that it would be unreal if they were to. Because, I mean, I thought, I think against the Jags, I think we should always, Brits, be rooting for the Jags because of their Wembley ties. But it would be amazing TV. I can just picture Scott Hansen on Red Zone going crazy when something like that happens. But yeah, for me, I still think the Jags win it. I think both teams win it. The Jags make it through. Texans go through as one of the top-seeded wild cards, and that's it. Moving on to our next game, which involves two deep-hated NFC North rivals as the Vikings host the Packers. Now, the Packers haven't got anything to play for in a sense. They're already in the playoffs. They're two wins behind the 6-seed Rams. So really, for them, they are going to not be, I'd imagine, not playing much starters. And I don't think they even play Malik Willis. I think they'll go for their third-choice quarterback. I think they want Malik Willis ready for the playoffs in case Love isn't ready. So I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback at this point for them if they do go down that method. And I think the Vikings win for that reason. I think we've seen, you know, McCarthy has had these games now and again this year. You think about the Cowboys game recently. I think the Vikings will be playing a weaker team. Packers did the same thing last year. They played their they played their bench players against the Bears, which allowed the Bears to have their first win at Lambeau in all these years. I think personally there is, you know, for me, a great chance that the Vikings win this game. Freddie, are you in agreement?
I'm hoping that JJ McCarthy plays because Max Brosma's been horrendous to watch. I mean, the Lions game on Christmas Day was dreadful. They won it thanks to Brian Flores' defense, who did a brilliant job on Jared Goff. And honestly, it was laughable how many times he turned the ball over in key moments. I don't know if you watched any of that Christmas Day game. But I think you're right. I think the Vikings are there to upset the party. And it's crazy to think they're a bit like the Falcons. They've sort of come from nowhere and are going to end up with a winning record. And I mean, the Falcons can't get a winning record, but they've got competitive at the end where they've been out of it for weeks. And I really hope that JJ McCarthy can step up because this Vikings team has got everything you kind of need to be a decent team. And they've been my most disappointing this year because I had them as NFC contenders at the start of the season and it just didn't happen at quarterback. But yeah, the Packers are beat up and hurt and they're obviously the seventh seed. I don't see them doing anything in the playoffs, to be honest. So I think their season will end next week. But in this game, I'm sticking with the Vikings.
Fair enough.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, the next game is in New York, where the New York Giants host the Dallas Cowboys. Freddie, who wins this for you?
I couldn't care less. The Giants are bad. The Cowboys have been a mess. Every time they play one really good game, and everyone goes, yeah, the Cowboys are going to fly. And then the next week they play like absolute rubbish and it's all rebuild and go again. I think the Cowboys will win this just so the media go on all season about how they're going to be brilliant next season. So I'll go with the Cowboys, but I just don't really care less.
yeah, that's absolutely fair. I got Cowboys as well. The Giants, you know, they found a way to win a game when they actually probably wanted to lose that game against the Raiders. You know, I think they could have, you know, you think about I talk about it a bit in the review show of week 17, but you think about, yeah, they don't need a quarterback, but they could have easily traded down and used that first overall pick to really do something special in the draft, but, you know, not to be. But the Raiders could still lose and they could still win. But I think the Cowboys I think the Cowboys against bad teams are normally quite good to watch. I mean, the Commanders game, they were really impressive to watch, but at the same time, the opposition wasn't great. So I think they'll win this game, but I don't think it'll be anything to get too excited about for Cowboys. Maybe the Cowboys fans will think differently, but I don't think there'll be much in this game where I'll think, okay, the Cowboys can, you know, challenge next season. I think a lot needs to be done off the field for that to be a thing. Moving on, though, to the latest slate on Sunday. And first off, it's in New York Giants. It's in New York. So it's in Buffalo, I should say. Sorry, it's in Buffalo. As the Buffalo Bills host the New York Jets, which what could be potentially the last ever game at Highmark Stadium if the Bills do lose their first playoff game. I think the Bills win. I think that they had a poor outing against the Eagles, you know, allowed less than 200 yards, but still managed to lose that game. But I think the Jets have been awful. The quarterbacks have been allowed to, and again, I mentioned it on the last show about the quality of quarterback that's, you know, if you put all the stats together of the quarterbacks who have played the Jets this year, they'd have an MVP caliber season, zero interceptions. I think Josh Allen will have a good day here, and I think they'll go into the playoffs with a bit of momentum with that win. Freddie, who wins this for you, Bills or Jets?
The Bills. But one thing to say is that the Bills are currently the seventh seed in the AFC, so there is a case where they could end up being the away team going through the playoffs, which is remarkable, really, when you consider the Chiefs aren't involved. The Ravens are just about scraping in. The Bengals are nowhere to be seen. If you said pre-season that there might only be one of those three or four teams in the playoffs and they're the seventh seed, you'd be laughed out of the room. It's been a crazy season in the AFC. There's some serious, serious holes in that Bills team that makes me think that they're not really a contender. I've seen people go and say that the Bills will go through to the Super Bowl because they trust Josh Allen, but that defense isn't great. And I just don't think they're consistent enough. I can't see them, particularly if they're six or they're going to be a six or seven seed, most likely. I don't know if they can get any higher than that. Can I see them going on the road each week and pulling off wins? And I don't think I can. But we've seen some really, really bizarrely bad performances, such as the one in Atlanta, speaking about the Falcons having weird weeks. The Jets are a busted flush now. They're completely and utterly finished this season. So the Bills won't really need to get out of second gear to win this. So, Buffalo for me by a distance in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's... for them, the one thing they'll have positive, you know, hope over is the fact that, you know, they haven't got to face Mahomes if they get to the playoffs because he's not in the playoffs this year. But the Bills, if they were the number one seed, I see absolutely they're going to Super Bowl, you know, no Mahomes. But I think I can see him winning in Jacksonville. I can see him winning. I can even see him winning in New England. I think they've had, you know, they ran him close, you know, in both those games. But at LA, the same thing. I think they would beat the Chargers in SoFi if it got to that point. I don't think it would because of seeding. But do I see him winning in Denver? Or do I see him winning against that Texans defense? Probably not. So, yeah, I think for me, you know, I still think it's a Broncos AFC win. I had the Rams for many weeks, but now I'm not sure. And the same with the Broncos. I think the Patriots could be one that could win the AFC, and the Texans the same thing. So it's really it's an amazing season considering there's not really an outright favourite. I think the Rams have been the best team probably overall the season, just about. But I think that the fact they're not even winning their division, you can't really say they're going to win a Super Bowl based on this season alone. So, yeah, not really a clear favourite, and it's been one of the best seasons for that reason, really. But not if you're a Dolphins fan, and this is a team that's coming up next in our predictions as we end our underwhelming season with a game against the Patriots. a game that I was hoping would have more jeopardy for the Patriots. I had an image of, you know, potentially the Patriots as stop them winning the division or stop them getting the number one overall seed. Now, of course, this game has that jeopardy involved left in it. Patriots are going for the number one overall seed. And I do think they win this game. I think if they were comfortable in the playoffs, they weren't, you know, they won the division, but they couldn't get any higher seed-wise, I would back the Dolphins to win because I could see the Patriots resting players. But at home, a game where you're trying to win the, you know, number one overall seed in your conference, I think the Patriots win this, and I think it's pretty easy for them.
Dolphins on the road in the cold, so Patriots to win.
Hey, it's not Tua, it's Quinn Ewers. It might be a different story because Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Foxborough in Week 18 and beat the Patriots. So I think it's purely a Tua thing because Fitzpatrick, who is obviously not as good a quarterback as Tua is, you know, he managed to win in Foxborough. So yeah, I think we might be okay with Quinn Ewers.
Nah, still go with the Patriots for sure.
Yeah, fair. Next up is quite an exciting game. Probably not the one we thought it'd be. If you told me start of the year, Bears were hosting the Lions, there's one team who are trying to, you know, who have won the division, they've got 12 wins, I'd have told you the Lions. But no, it's the Bears. They've won the NFC North and they're hosting the Lions, who are in a massive rut. Bears have still got something to play for in the playoffs. Looking at the seedings, they are currently the second seed, but they are fighting with the Eagles to have the highest seed. Eagles are third seed, 11-5. You know, they host the Commanders, so that, you know, the Bears will want to win this game because of that factor. And I think the Lions are in such bad form. It's been a horrendous recent run. I mean, Jared Goff put in one of the worst performances I've seen from a quarterback in a long time in that game between the Lions and the Vikings on Christmas Day. So I think the Bears win for this reason. Freddie, who wins it for you?
Something I mentioned when we were previewing the Vikings game was just how bad Jared Goff was against that Vikings defense. I mean, I wasn't expecting much on that Christmas Day game, but that was just every two or three plays, it was something really poor, some poor decision making, a fumble, a terrible interception. Even the run game didn't get going. It was just nothing went right for that offense. And it wasn't like the Vikings were doing anything on offense. They were just going nowhere. So ugly, ugly loss. And then obviously they lost at home to the Steelers the week before, who are also not particularly great. So it's two rough losses in a row. Their season's come to an end. I don't know how to feel about Chicago. They're a good team. Their offense is falling, but I still feel like they're not quite that complete package yet. And that 12 wins feels a little bit kind to them. I think they'll be a threat in the playoffs. Do I think they're a Super Bowl contender? Not really, but they're a good team. Yeah, Ben Johnson will want to get one over his former employees. So I think that the Bears win this, but it realistically there's not an awful lot on this game, so the Lions could turn up and whoop them too. So I'll go with the Bears.
Well, next up is a game that, you know, is involved in the AFC West. It involves the Broncos hosting the Chargers. Of course, the Broncos, I mentioned it before, they are fighting with the Patriots for the chance to have the number one seed and home advantage throughout the whole playoffs in the AFC. They host the Chargers. And I think, Freddie, we'll go to you first. Who wins this game for you, Broncos or Chargers?
Chargers are another team that I don't know how good they are. It's one week they look really good, the next week they look really not really dire. And I mean, if the Steelers do end up as the four seed, the Chargers were the team I was praying we'd get as the five seed, because they're the one team I think the Steelers could beat. But I really want to say the Chargers beat the Broncos and make it a bit more interesting for the AFC one seed, but I can't see it in Denver. So I'm going to have to go with the Broncos. I don't want the Broncos to do that well in the playoffs because they seem to just win ugly, which I don't really want as a neutral. I want to see some high scoring entertainment, but that defense is really good and Bo Nix will do enough to win the game. So Broncos for me.
I've got Broncos as well. I just think that
that stadium at home, you know, is a fortress for teams to come up against. The Chargers are banged up at the O-line. I think we've seen the good and bad of the Chargers this year, and I don't trust them at all. Even with Jim Harbaugh there, I just don't trust the Chargers at all in big moments. And I think that really for them as well, the jeopardy's not as much there as it is for the Broncos. I think the Broncos want it more to win this game. They can't win a division anyway, the Chargers. So for them, you know, they're going to be a road team no matter what, whereas the Broncos, they'll want to have that home advantage throughout the whole of the AFC playoffs. So, yeah, I think the Broncos win this. And speaking of the AFC West, our next game is the Raiders hosting the Chiefs. And I'm going for the Raiders to win this game. The Raiders are also playing the Chiefs at the wrong time once again, but a completely different context. The Chiefs are just... does Kelce want one final win? Yes, but last week they couldn't get the win either. I think, you know, the quarterback put on a spirited display. I just don't know whether they'll beat the Raiders. I think that the Raiders... It's a typical, you know, of these two teams, the Giants and the Raiders. They find ways to win when actually don't want to win the games. And I can see the Giants, I can see a point on Sunday where the Giants are beating the Cowboys and the Raiders are beating the Chiefs. And then the Giants fans are thinking, actually, wait a sec, can we lose this game and still have the number one overall pick? So, yeah, I think the Chiefs have done this year. I think they're already on the beach, as the football fans will know too well that phrase. And I think, the Chiefs, I think that the Raiders will give, you know, one last bit of hope for the Raiders fans come the offseason. So, yeah, I'm going to go for the Raiders to win. Not too confident about that one. I think that one could be a bit of a dud pick, but I think the Raiders could chop the Chiefs.
That's going to be ugly. I watched some of the Raiders-Giants game because it was only two games on the Sunday late game, and the Raiders are such a poor team. Pete Carroll has to be fired after this week. He just has to be. They cannot go into year two with a Pete Carroll coach Raiders. He's completely and utterly washed. He needs to go into a retirement home somewhere far away with Philip Rivers. Don't come back next year. You're done. You've had your time in the NFL. Move on. But the Chiefs, they're just desperate for this season to end. This is going to be awful. I don't know what to go with here. This could be one of the worst games of the season. It really could be like a 7-3 or something. I'm hoping for a 0-0 because that'd be hilarious. But it's going to be ugly. I'm going to agree with you, I think. I think the Raiders probably have a bit more than the Chiefs and might just care a bit more about beating their divisional rival. So, but it's going to be awful. I'll go with the Raiders, 7-6.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Sure, I would love to see a 0-0. I remember there was a game, I think, involving the Raiders a couple of years ago where it was, I think, either 3 or 6-0. But it was 0-0 into the fourth quarter. And I would love to see that generally. Like, it's something I've always wanted to see at some point, a 0-0. I think the lowest score of all time is 3-0, but I think it's really hard for there to be a 0-0 because with the overtime as well, someone will eventually be in field goal range, I'm sure of it. So, yeah, this game is not exciting at all for me. I don't think anyone... I don't see getting much airtime on Red Zone, if I'm honest. But this one might do. As the Eagles take on the Commanders, this game's, you know, Eagles are fighting. I said before, they're fighting for that, you know, higher seed in the NFC with the Bears. And the Commanders, again, their season's done as well. They've had some glimpse of good play when Daniels went down, but it's not been that exciting, if I'm honest. It's not been a great show. And I think the Eagles, will have more to fight for. And I think they get the job done here at Lincoln Financial Field. Who wins it for you, Freddie? Commanders or Eagles?
Yeah, I think the same about the Eagles. Interestingly, the Commanders and Bears, the last two seasons, the Bears threw away that game against the Commanders, and then the Commanders went on the run and the Bears fell apart. This season, the Commanders played the Bears. The Bears beat the Commanders, went on a run, and the Commanders have fallen apart. So it's interesting how those two franchises have just gone in completely different directions. The Commanders were actually my NFC Super Bowl pick this season because I really loved Jaden Daniels, and I thought their defense was going to mop up a bit, but it hasn't happened. It's been a really bad season for them, really, but I still think there's hope for the future in that franchise. They're going to need to really badly invest in their trenches over the offseason to have any chance next year. But yeah, poor year for the Commanders, but I think they'll be back. But Eagles at home in this game, I think they'll be fine. Eagles to win.
Well, our penultimate game is in SoFi Stadium as the Rams host the Cardinals in an NFC West showdown. Freddie, who wins this for you?
It's gone under the radar how terrible the Cardinals have been in the last two or three months. They've been so poor. Arguably the worst team in the league. Even the Raiders have been shown a few more flashes than the Cardinals have. I don't really know where the Cardinals go from here. They seem to try stuff. They get a new coach in. And they just never improve. They're going to need a quarterback because Kyler Murray is done and dusted there. That he's not coming back there anytime soon. He won't be back in Arizona as their starting quarterback. So that team just feels like another one of those Raiders, Browns, etc. Jets that just never get anywhere. The Rams will win this. I don't think they'll put too much effort into it because I don't think they really need to. They're not now in contention really to win the division. They're done and dusted. They're going to be a wild card team. So, yeah. But I think the Rams will win this at a canter.
Yeah, I've got the Rams as well. The Rams were awful against the Falcons for a lot of that game, but they found a way to come back through special teams. And Jared Versus blocked kick, and Puka Nacua almost made one sensational catch, which may have even helped them win that game. I think they'll get back to winning ways here. They've been a bit off in recent weeks, but I think against this Cardinals team, who have been, I think they've been arguably one of the worst teams this year. But I think I can't remember a single good thing they've done. I mean, Trey McBride's been the one out shining light in this team. But I think what most teams, they've had a moment this year. But there's only a few teams where they haven't had that moment you can remember for good reasons. And I think the Cardinals are one of these teams. It's been a very meh season, completely unremembered. No one's going to remember this Cardinals season in 15 years' time. Or even 5 years' time, if I'm honest. So, yeah, Cardinals have been really bad. I think the Rams will find a way to get back, and I think they'll get a boost for themselves and a confidence boost going into their playoff game, whoever they play in the wildcard round.
I think the only thing memorable about that Cardinals season has been that loss to the Titans, where they were up comfortably
threw
it away in the most spectacular style. It was the most hilarious way to lose a game, but...
That loss is horrendous. Literally, I said on the podcast that that's literally the worst way you can lose the game in a regular season. Obviously there's losses like the Super Bowl 28-3 for the Falcons, but I think for purely regular season, early in the year game, I can't think of many worse losses than that. Completely embarrassing loss for the Cardinals. But we will move on to our final game, which is going to be the game which is the main event, Sunday Night Football. It's the cover art of this episode. And of course, it involves Freddie's team in the Steelers as they take on the Baltimore Ravens. Now, Freddie, as is your team, I'm going to let you go first. Does your team make the playoffs as division winners?
No.
Ah,
Ravens are winners. This will be as ugly as anything, by the way. This will be one of the worst spectacles. This could make the Chiefs-Raiders game look good. It's going to be horrible to watch. This will come down to some fourth quarter nonsense that somebody will win. I think it is a bit dependent on whether it's going to be Tyler Huntley or Lamar Jackson, but then Lamar Jackson doesn't really play that well against the Steelers usually. So it's... I don't know. But the Steelers without Metcalf, Washington's out for the season. He's a huge weapon on that offense. And as we saw last week in Cleveland, the Steelers offense without Metcalf to at least take some attention away from, I don't know why we kept targeting MVS, because he's not that good and hasn't been that good for many years. I just don't see it with this team to go into this huge crunch game and pull off a win. If they do, it's going to be really ugly. I think the Ravens can lean on Derrick Henry. The Steelers will do everything they can to stop Derrick Henry. But I think ultimately the Ravens have just got too much. So I have to go with them.
Interesting. That is interesting because I've gone for the Steelers to win. And you know, what you said then about the Mark Jackson thing, that is partially the reason why. Currently down as a, you know, TBD. So you know, the status could all change by the time this podcast is released. And it could all change by Sunday morning. But I think even if it's Huntley, I don't think he gets a job then. And I think if Lamar Jackson does play, I don't trust him to be fully fit and fully healthy. I think there's a lot of problems in terms of Lamar Jackson's fitness this year, and I think he's had some problems, turnovers as well. But you know, the Steelers were in the top 11 teams for stopping the run, so I think they can handle stopping Derrick Henry. And I just think that, for me personally, I can see Rodgers getting one. This could be his final career game. I think everyone's sort of forgot. Everyone's talking about Lamar Jackson. Everyone's talking about who's going to win the division. Everyone's forgotten. This could be Rodgers' last career game. So I think he'll be really determined to get a job done. I don't believe they'll win any playoff games unless they play the Chargers. I think you're right. I think that's the one team that they could beat. I think maybe the Broncos on a really off day for the Broncos. But I just think that the Steelers, yeah, it feels like a last hurrah for Tomlin, for, you know, for Rodgers, for Jalen Ramsey. Of course, DK Metcalf's absence does make it a bit harder. I think that could come back to bite them. I think if he played last week, it might be a different story. But I think either way, you know, I can just see in one last game, Rodgers really being up for it. I think Huntley won't be able to do much in this game. I think Lamar Jackson's not going to be fully healthy if he does play. So, yeah, I think the Steelers get a job done, and I'm hoping for your sake they do. Even though I love Derrick Henry, I want Rodgers to have one final go of it in the playoffs. And yeah, I think the Steelers win. But yeah, that means we have in total two games different than each other. But yeah, I do believe the Ravens have the ability to, you know, with Derrick Henry, if Derrick Henry turns it on, then I think that could be, like we saw with the Packers game, that could be the difference. But I don't trust their defense enough to cause enough problems to the Steelers. I think that, you know, there's a reason why they started 1-5 and they came back in recent weeks. But I don't know. I think they've got, you know, outside of Zay Flowers, not the best receiving room. Hopkins is clearly past it. And yeah, I just do believe that the Steelers have a bit more about them for now, especially if Lamar Jackson isn't healthy.
It's the first time we've played each other with a division on the line, though, on the final day. So it has that throw. But Steelers-Ravens games, it always come down to the last play of the game. So we know it's going to come down to somebody's going to be in the red zone trying to score to win the game. The game in Baltimore was obviously the Ravens trying to score on the Steelers and couldn't quite manage it. What we see this time could be the opposite. It'll almost certainly be a one-score game. I wouldn't be surprised I'd be shocked if it was anything else. So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all that you've gone one way and I've gone the opposite. I think if I'd have gone Steelers, you'd have gone Ravens. It's just one of those games that has a bit of a coin flip feel to it.
Absolutely, and I think it's a perfect game to have on Sunday Night Football. I thought it might be Rams against Seahawks. Sorry, Niners against Seahawks, but they've given it to Steelers-Ravens. And that means we have two games different to each other, as I said before. So we've both gone for wins for the Panthers, the Niners, Bengals, Texans, Jags, Vikings, Cowboys, Bills, Pats, Bears, Broncos, Raiders, Eagles, and Rams. Whereas in Saints against Falcons, I've gone for win for the Saints. Freddie's gone for the Falcons. Whereas in Steelers against Ravens, Freddie's gone for his Steelers to lose against the Ravens, whereas I've gone for the Steelers to win against the Ravens.
And I went for the Titans to beat the Jags as well.
Oh, you did. Oh, I forgot about that. I had it written down. I just not highlighted it in gold, which I normally do to differentiate. So we've got three different games in the end. So someone will win Andy versus the guest. It's not going to be a tie. There's going to be a winner. But you'll find out in our next, well, our wildcard preview, who's won that game. But Freddie, first of all, once again, huge thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, as always, Andy. And bring on week 18 in the playoffs. I can't believe we've already ended the regular season. Where has this year gone? But yeah.
It always gets me how insane that is. Every year, it just seems to get faster and faster, as does life in general. But, you know, it feels like yesterday, because I'm going to a wedding on New Year's Eve, a wedding reception on New Year's Eve, and the family whose daughters are getting married, they've got four kids, and their other daughter got married literally the weekend of week one, and now I'm going for the other daughter's wedding. So it just feels like yesterday I was at that wedding in the same location in September, getting excited for week one, rushing home to having to watch it on the car journey home in a passenger seat. And then fast forward then to, you know, New Year's Eve is going to be not obviously rushing home for a game, but it's going to be, you know, looking forward to week 18. It just seems mad that that's happened, and it's the season's now done for all but, you know, 14 teams in the league. So yeah, really exciting, but also, you know, for the playoffs, but at the same time, you know, the season's done. And, you know, for myself, you know, I've got one game left to watch my team. If I'm honest, would I watch my team apart from Red Zone? Probably not. I might do because of the whole number one seed factor. I don't know how I'm going to play it on Sunday, whether it's Red Zone, whether it's, you know, double screens, or whether it's multi-view on Game Pass. But anyway, that will be something to find out on Sunday. And hope you guys, wherever you are, had a good Christmas and a good New Year. And also hope you guys enjoy Week 18, whether your team's involved in a big game or just playing for pride. But in the meantime, this has been the Across the Pod NFL Podcast, our Week 18 preview with myself, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis, with our guest and Steelers fan, Freddie Harper-Davis. And we'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.